Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker. The protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in. Hour 2. Live in Los Angeles, it's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Fantastic basketball game last night. Warriors vanquished the Mavericks. Celtics tonight should thump the Heat. It is interesting. Everybody's just given the series to Boston. So my takeaway is Miami's going to play so hard in the first half because they're just being told it. I mean, they're sitting in their hotel rooms hearing us all say, can't wait for the Warriors-Celtics.
Oh, yeah.
I think Miami's going to play so hard in the first half, and I just think they're out of ammo. They don't have any.
I'm hoping for a really good game tonight.
I cannot believe the spread is 8.5.
I can. The Heat can't score. They cannot score. It's like there's a lid on the basket. It's impossible. Good. You're a wordsmith, by the way.
Why?
All that Wordle's paying off. Vanquished.
Hey, did you play?
Fump.
Did you play Wordle this morning?
Yeah, I heard you on the meeting.
It was brutal.
Not for me, but I understand, you know.
But it was a word that women use more often.
No hints, but yes. when I did solve it, I was like, I get why it took him a little while.
Yeah.
We're such nerds. I love Wordle, though.
Oh, I think
it's such a great way to start the day.
And then I go from Wordle to the spelling bee, and nobody knows what I'm talking about.
It's a little confidence boost, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Hey, I'm smart.
Yeah. Yesterday, first time ever, second try.
Ooh.
Boom. I came home. Give me a beer. Felt very.
Let me burn those brain cells I used to solve Wordle.
That's great to have you in. James Worthy was talking yesterday, a former Laker great. I see James around town once in a while. He's a really good guy. And he was talking about the Lakers and about, you know, what they're going through right now. And he was saying, you know, they should be watching these other teams and how they do their business. Here's James.
The Lakers, I think they have refused to build over the years. We've had some good players, Ingram, Randall, Ball. We have tried to win quickly. We trade away draft picks to try to win immediately. And I think they're going to have to really think about how they need to build. We need to create players that have cohesiveness. You see what happened in Brooklyn. You see what happened with the Lakers. Even though everyone experienced injuries, not an excuse, still should be playing better, or you should definitely be in the playoffs. So the Lakers have a lot. It's embarrassing and it's unacceptable.
Okay, timeout. 35 years, the Celtics have one title. Memphis has none, and Milwaukee has one. Lakers have eight. Okay. L.A. is not Milwaukee. And frankly, it's not Boston. Star athletes love playing in Los Angeles. They don't love playing in Boston. The franchises that the Lakers have proven, they attract superstars. They have, they will, and they did. They've got two now. Well, they got three, actually, if you count Westbrook. So here's the best way I would explain the Lakers. If you have an advantage in sports or in life, you're tall, you're funny, you're strong, use it, right? Texas and Florida have no state tax, and they use it to pry away high-earning people and companies from California. California is very innovative, but it's very highly taxed, and Texas and Florida go after California employees and tech companies and say, no state tax. It's very effective. It's very effective. They have an advantage. They use it. California has an advantage. Perfect weather and the biggest economy by a mile in America. We have a massive economy. So when stars come here, their endorsements double. Their net worth doubles. The opportunities double. I mean, LeBron played in this league forever. He came to Los Angeles. 2 years later, his net worth doubled. You're going to get Lincoln Riley has literally changed the entire roster at USC in 5 months. Best young quarterback, best young receiver. It's just the reality of California. They have advantages, and they use those advantages. Now, no state's perfect. You know, this state is highly taxed. It turns off regular people. The inflation is, it's hard enough to make it here without inflation problems. But this idea that, you know, we should have kept Julius Randle and Josh Hart and Lonzo Ball. The Knicks overpaid for Julius Randle, and I like him. Lonzo Ball got hurt again, and Josh Hart's a nice player. These are good players, but the Lakers have LeBron and AD. What the Lakers need to attract another star is to get out of that Westbrook contract. Now, they may, I mean, it's hard to, like, wrap your brain around this. They may have to keep Westbrook for another year, suck it up, and just then get it off the books. Nobody wants to hear that in Los Angeles, but there's an argument that you do it just because the Lakers, every time in the history of the Lakers they've had cap space, they get a star. So they're taking advantage. They shouldn't build like Milwaukee. They shouldn't build like Boston. Boston's a big city, but a lot of pro athletes, it's a winter league. They don't want to play there. They, you know, it's got a history, a racial history that a lot of players aren't comfortable with. Okay. So the Lakers lean in to Los Angeles. USC has always leaned in to Los Angeles. I mean, the Dodgers, to their credit, they draft and develop players, but they went out and got Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman's a great player from California, goes to the Braves, crushes, and they're like, you want to come back home? We'll pay a lot of money. They leaned into, he's from California. California also has a huge advantage. So many athletes are from here. Brady's from here. Aaron Rodgers from here. So many of the athletes are from here. If they don't sign with you initially, they all want to come back because the weather's perfect and they have all their friends here. So the Lakers have always leaned into that, and they should. They should not be Memphis. That it'd be silly. They have an advantage. Lean into it. Texas has an advantage. Florida has an advantage. They use it. All right, let's bring in Mark Medina, NBA writer. He's covered the Warriors. He's covered the Lakers. Right now, NBA writer for NBA.com. How are you, my friend?
Colin, good to see you as always.
Well, you know, you covered the Warriors for the San Jose Mercury News about 5 years ago, so they were right in the middle of this culture. And I was talking to Matt Barnes about this last night. I said, you know, the triangle offense has never been duplicated, and a lot of it is because it worked with Kobe and Michael, and you didn't have Kobe and Michael. But you watch the way they cut, the way they move, and you think to yourself, well, it's duplicated. But I don't think there's another Steph Curry. And I don't think, I think a lot of it is you can't duplicate it because there is no superstar, selfless. I think Steph is, when you covered him, he's such a unique all-time great player.
Yeah, and I think the thing about Steph Curry that I think is undervalued is that he's more than just the greatest shooter of all time. I think he's the best leader in the NBA right now. He's a very good playmaker. I think that he has shown improvements as a defender, and because of all his skills as a shooter and playmaker, the gravitational pull that he has on defenses stretching out even to half court is amazing. So no doubt the Warriors have a lot of good things going for them, but it always has started with Steph Curry, not only with his talent, but the way his leadership has had a trickle-down effect with the rest of the organization.
And Matt Barnes was talking about, he said, you know, Colin, the old guys want to teach the young guys, and the young guys want to learn from the old guys. And that a lot of times the old guys got no interest teaching the young guys. And I think a lot of that, again, goes to Dre and Clay and Steph. They're really good guys at their heart. They're smart players. The Andrew Wiggins is fascinating. And it's a lot of Andre Iguodala. Andre Iguodala could have gotten more points. Andrew Wiggins was a number one pick. Are you surprised he has worked? So he was an all-star.
Yeah.
Are you surprised he's worked with them?
Slightly. I knew that it would be a better environment for him because, look, he underachieved when he was with Minnesota.
No
he
question.
Was a number one pick. He was expected to be the face of the franchise, both as a leader and, a producer. And he didn't live up to that. Here, he doesn't have that pressure. He has other all-star players that he can play around him. And they, because of that culture, they can tap into what he does well. Being a perimeter scorer, being a perimeter defender. I thought that he would check all these boxes, but I think he's exceeded those expectations because he's done it more consistently. I think most recently in the playoffs, the other thing he's done really well is being the best perimeter defender. Usually in the past Warrior years, that job description belonged to Klay Thompson. But, you know, he's coming off of 2.5 years worth of injuries. I think that he has shown flashes of who Clay used to be.
Last night was one of them.
Yes, but usually on the offensive end. Defensively, I don't think he's a liability, but he is not the top-level defender that he used to be. And so the Warriors can shield him a little bit and rely on Andrew Wiggins to say, hey, rough up Luka Doncic, make things difficult for him. And he was able to do that for most of the series.
So they get Payton now, I think, at some point in the finals, who's another versatile defender. And it's really interesting. Jordan Poole was the 28th pick in a G Leaguer, and you know Payton wasn't that talked about. Wiseman, who is their big pick, has been a little bit of an odd fit. Kuminga's going to be good eventually. So when you were there, at some point, the great organizations, the Rams do this, they draft and develop, and they have stars. Does a lot of credit just simply go to Kerr, his IQ, he's played the game? It just seems to me, I mean, I don't know who to give it credit for, but they just develop guys. I mean, Clay was Draymond's a second-round pick. Jordan Poole's the 28th pick. Steph went below. Clay went below. At some point, who gets credit for that?
Well, I think everyone, but when you're looking at those all-stars, I mean, look, Steve Kerr inherited those guys. He helped them get to another level. But when you're looking at the latter part of, you know, the Warriors' years with some of these young guys, a lot of it goes to Steve Kerr, Bob Myers, the Warriors GM. And look, they don't have a perfect track record with this. They've missed on some young guys like Jacob Evans or Jordan Bell.
Yeah.
But they've been able to be self-aware and course-correct and also had the luxury of someone like Steph. And so what I think is interesting, when I was up in the Bay Area covering the Warriors day-to-day in the middle of the dynasty run, a lot of the people from Joe Lacob to Bob to Steve Kerr to the players down, they were talking openly to me about trying to become this generation's version of the San Antonio Spurs, where I think the dynasty years, they were like the 90s Bulls. They're in the finals every year. They're the championship favorite. And here I think you're seeing them finally make that shift where I think they're favored to win the title this year, but moving forward, I'm not always going to pinpoint them as being the favorite, but they're always going to be in the championship contending picture, and that's because of the similarities. Steph Curry is the Tim Duncan. You have Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich. They have the team-oriented culture of maximizing role players and putting them in positions to succeed, and I think this season really crystallizes that. I think that they're going to be able to make that shift and becoming that team.
Listen, I you know, obviously, NBA players come into the league younger than NFL players. But Luka was also, European players grow up faster because you have the academies. So an 18-year-old European is like a 20-year-old American player. They demand more of them. They put them into the academies. It's basketball first, second, and third. So Luka, I know he's like 23 years old, but he's a much more veteran sense to him than the average 23-year-old. He's been in the league 4 years. I love him. But this idea that, you know, next year he's going to come in shape and he'll be a better defender. And my takeaway is this. What the Warriors have always done, Mark, is understand that Steph was a bit of a liability defensively. He's a little, he's small. And so they almost never draft anybody that can't play D. Wiggins could play D.
Mm-hmm.
Clay could play D. So whether it's happenstance, luck, Wiseman, length, Iggy, they have developed a culture around him that protects him. To me, Luka's never... I got 4 years of this. He was terrible last night defensively. Like, his ball usage is so high. There's a Harden element to him. He's not going to be a great defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's just build... I'm okay with him drafting and developing, finding a Clay. He's going to need the ball. You find a guy like Donovan Mitchell who may need the ball, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
So my takeaway is, I don't want to be like old guy yelling at young guy, but I think Luke has established what he is. Let's accept that he's not going to be blank, 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 and draft and develop around him to protect him. Is that reasonable?
I think that's reasonable. I think, though, with Luka, is I don't think he's going to follow James Harden's path. I don't think that he's going to be the all-stats kind of player that can do a lot of special things but doesn't lead to consistent winning basketball. I think that on the offensive end, he has the complete package. Of course, he can improve as a playmaker, trusting his teammates. But I think, in fairness to him, he did show a subtle shift in improvement with that once they got off the Porzingis deal. They got a handful of good role players, not great players, but good players that can do a decent job, right? Now I think the next step is, well, from the Mavs' end, can they find in a trade a second all-star caliber player that can complement Luka?
What do you make of Rudy Gobert?
I think it could work, but I think there's also questions at the same time that the Utah Jazz face. No question he's a really good defender at the rim, but what are you sacrificing? One of the things that the Utah Jazz had sacrificed with having him is they didn't have the kind of wing presence that they needed to defend the perimeter.
That's right.
And so Rudy Gobert is a great defender, but unlike Draymond Green, he's not defending all five positions.
Right.
He's defending the rim. So I think from a chemistry 1-2 punch standpoint, that is a great combination, Rudy Gobert and Luka, but I am a little worried of what kind of depth would you be sacrificing, so to speak?
So it's interesting. Robert Williams, I think we said this yesterday, he's not going to get a lot of he's not a glamorous player, but like a Smart and a Jaylen Brown and a Jason Tatum, he's defined what he is. It's a tremendous interior defensive presence. He accepts that. He can also, because of his length and quickness, he's an athlete, he can get outside a little bit and defend. So there's a size between he and Al Horford. There's a little size advantage on the Warriors.
Yeah.
Almost everybody has a size advantage on the Warriors. So there's a little bit of rub there where you're like, Boston's could have some matchup advantages. Where I think the Warriors have an advantage is they have so many different ways to score. And I feel like Boston tends to be very Tatum, not centric, but they need him to drop 26 to win. So my feeling is experience and offensive options, Golden State's better. Can you see a world in which Boston is a big matchup problem for the Warriors?
I could see it being a competitive series. I favor the Warriors. No doubt they're better in the interior. But, when I talked with Bob Myers a few weeks ago, hey, why at the trade deadline, why not try to address the center spot? And they were just very bullish on, it's nice to have a big, but in today's NBA, it's overrated. He was explaining, they didn't know that Wiseman would be out the entire year. But I think the bigger part is that they were really leaning in on, hey, you need positional, versatile players in today's NBA.
That is no question.
And we have great skill guys in Draymond Green and Kevon Looney that, hey, they're not 7-footers or even 6'10", but they are so versatile and hardworking and aware of how to defend multiple positions that's almost a non-factor. And I think that you saw this during the early part of the playoffs here where Nikola Jokic was Nikola Jokic, and he's great and he deserves the MVP, but they just kept throwing bodies at him and frustrating him and daring everyone else to help out, and that didn't happen.
No, I mean, we were talking about this earlier. Phoenix looks like they've got all sorts of things to worry about in the offseason.
Yeah.
The way Golden State took apart Dallas, whereas they didn't really have a Luka matchup. I mean, Mikal Bridges a little bit, but they didn't have a second body. I mean, Golden State throws Dre, Andrew Wiggins. You could just throw, and I think Jason Tatum, you don't have to stop him. Make him shoot 42% from the field, not 46. And that's a lot of what Golden State did with Luka.
Yeah.
Just make everything uncomfortable.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing where Boston does have the advantage is Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, their chemistry has improved dramatically throughout the season. Part of it because they finally had time together before having a lot of injuries to open the season. But Ime Udoka has really done a good job in finding the best floor combinations around them so that they can do what they do best, as well as Marcus Smart's defense. So when you add all these things, I think it's a hell of a matchup. But I would still favor the Warriors because of the point that you made, experience. It's not like the Celtics are going to be overwhelmed with the moment.
But you get tight when you don't have that ring.
Yeah, and I think with just the tactical adjustments and the comfort level, the Warriors can lean on that. They have that championship formula that they've relied on the past. Not the same team, but you know they have the muscle memory that Steph, Clay, and Draymond have from all those final runs.
So you covered the Lakers at one point. That's when I first, I think, met you.
Yeah.
That was back in 6 or 7, 8 years ago. So I was saying before you came on, like the Lakers don't need to be Milwaukee. They lean into what they are. So the issue here is I think you have to be honest that LeBron's going to give you about 55 games a year at this point, and AD's going to give you about 60, but he's going to get hurt. The ish, and you're fine. They need to get younger. They're really old. They were the oldest team in league history. They've got to get younger. They're not going to do it through picks. They got to make a move. The Westbrook dilemma is clear. Okay. He doesn't play off ball. There's a lack of self-awareness, a toxicity to his game. We all get it. I would move him as fast as I could. But there is the every time the Lakers have cap space, they're going to get a star. And you can't argue it.
Yeah,
they've done this for four or five decades. Go watch Winning Time, Spencer Haywood. It doesn't matter. LA attracts pro athletes more than ever. What would you do with the Westbrook dilemma?
Well, I'm with you. They need to trade Westbrook. And look, it takes two partners to tango, and he has a depressed market. But this idea that the Lakers may be holding out hope that, hey, with more than 21 games with LeBron and AD together last season and a new coach, we'll all of a sudden see a new and improved Russell Westbrook. I think that's overstated. And then I think the other thing is, look, the Lakers have a lot of roster deficiencies, and they don't have enough cap space beyond a mid-level exception at $6 million. They can only get vet minimum guys, and they can't sell, oh, we're a championship-contending team. So this Westbrook deal is the way to improve the roster.
That's
get
right.
A handful of role players like the way the Washington Wizards did when they dealt Westbrook. So I think that they need to do that, even if it comes at the cost of trading that draft pick, because you have LeBron James on your team. I know that, yeah, there's questions about his 20th season, how healthy he can he be. But when he's been on the floor, he's still been the LeBron James in his prime years. And as long as he's on the team, you have that championship window. So you can't leave that shut. The cap space, I definitely agree with, but that's something that you worry about when you're a rebuilding team. This team, if you have LeBron James, you're not rebuilding.
No, and LeBron also, let's be fair, it's easy to dump on him now, but he tends to elevate others. So if you get the right piece, if you put Buddy Hield on this team, Buddy Hield would be the best Buddy Hield of his career. If you put Malcolm Brogdon on this team, he would be the best Malcolm Brogdon. LeBron has a history of making everybody work, young or old. Finally, I'm in the Doc Rivers camp because I think this job is a lot. A lot. Darvin Ham, a lot of people like him saying, you know what, let's start over. I think there's an argument for that.
Yeah.
But hey, let's get the next young guy. Let's get the next Spoelstra. He played. He's got a strong presence. Darvin Ham. I do think this job is just political. A lot of voices in Jeannie Buss's ear. And she's a very social animal. She takes them. She talks. She got all tentacles all over Los Angeles. Where do you land on it?
I think any of the candidates are fine, but I would favor Darvin Ham. I am in that camp. I'm aware that he doesn't have the NBA head coaching experience, but one, he's a former NBA player. He's been an assistant coach with the Hawks.
He's done it the right way. He's put the time in.
Mike Budenholzer.
Yeah.
So he's going to have the credibility and the respect of the locker room and holding guys accountable. And for whatever deficiencies he might have as a head coach, well, A, he's played the game, so he knows at least some things, right? But B, he can have a veteran assistant coach on his staff that can shield him from some of those weaknesses.
You know, that's what Sean McVay did when he got here.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what? I'm the kid. I got to buy some credibility. And Wade Phillips literally has been coaching my entire life.
Yeah.
So there is value to bringing on a veteran guy.
And without a doubt. But I think the bigger thing, when we're talking about the Lakers, head coach or players, it really comes down to the importance of the front office and what the synergy and collaboration is. And is there, are there too many cooks in the kitchen, or can they finally be on the same page? And if they are on the same page, can they get the right roster pieces realistically so that they can get back in the hunt again? I mean, they're only 2 years removed from the NBA title. And so much has happened since then where they've gone south.
Yeah, it's would you give up that, like, 2027 first round? I mean, I would.
I would, yeah.
It's amazing. People I respect that cover the NBA are like, you cannot give up that pick. And I'm like, 4 or 5 years in Los Angeles, we'll have 9 more social media platforms. I mean, we'll have 9 more TikToks. Like, to me, that is such an eternity for pro basketball.
Right. Real quick, I understand why they didn't do that with the John Wall trade last season, just because middle of the season, there's question marks there, won't solve anything dramatically. But here, they're entering an entirely new season. They have to be willing to do that. Again, they have LeBron on the team. That means they still have that fighter's chance to open that window again.
What a pleasure to see you. And
likewise.
You live down here again, right?
I do, yep.
Yeah.
Back up to the Bay for the finals, though.
Well, you know, get used to that.
We
have 4 more years of it. Good seeing you.
Likewise.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. For eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com, or download the app today. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches.
Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors Dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
If you start looking around the West, the teams that have had great success have offensive coaches. So McVay and the Rams, offensive coach. Chargers went defensive coach. Arizona's rising in the West, offensive coach. In terms of Cliff Kingsbury, the Warriors, offensive coach. The Seahawks, defensive coach. Denver has pivoted from defense to offensive coach. USC went and got an offensive coach. This will be the best UCLA football team in years. Chip Kelly, offensive coach. So the Lakers, you know, there's a trend what's happening. Leagues like offense. Players like offense. And the leagues like offense because scoring, Kansas City and Buffalo is the best football game played in the National Football League last year. That is nothing against the way the Titans win. But it's, you can't, you know, Andy Reid, Mahomes, Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs. There's a clear path what's happening in these leagues. They're trying to make them safer in the NFL. What's that mean? Less violence. What's that mean? Protecting offensive players. So the league, the business of football is telling you offensive guys are going to work better than defensive guys. Brian Flores was brilliant, could not communicate well with offensive people in the building, got fired. Belichick, a genius, doesn't really have a history of working well with, he gave it to Josh McDaniels. By the way, Las Vegas Raiders went offense. So you're seeing, that's why when Oklahoma hired Brett Venables, and I know he's tough and he's a former Sooner, defensive guy. Like Nick Saban admitted 6 years ago in the New York Times, I can't stop people. Nick Saban couldn't. It's like, we can't stop everybody. We've got to go to offense. And so, you know, whoever the Lakers hire, it seems to me, make sure they're good on the offensive end. Now, Darvin Ham's a very good communicator. He resonates with players. Either what he should do is double down on offense because you're seeing what's happening. I'm just talking about the West when I watch it. Seattle's struggling. They went defense. It didn't resonate with their star quarterback, right? Chargers went defense. And there are people who I trust in the NFL that don't think the Chargers give Justin Herbert enough clever. Like, the kid was a 4-2 college student. Open it up, give him more offense, more looks, more variables, more clever. Fair or not. So, you know, whoever you're going to hire going forward in football, I would heavily lean offense. Because Mike Zimmer can coach. What happened? Defensive coach in Minnesota did not resonate with Kirk Cousins. Pete Carroll can coach. Didn't resonate with his quarterback. So the bottom line is football coaches from the offensive side, they talk a different language. We had Eric Mangini on the other day. He goes, I was a defensive coach. When I went to offense, he's like, it's an odd fit. There's a different code, a different sensibility, a different language. So, and I Doc Rivers, I don't know what he's known for. He just gets along with players well. But you can have flaws. But boy, if you're struggling offensively, it is hard to win these games. I mean, as good as Giannis is, he didn't have his best shooter. They couldn't get to the Eastern Conference Finals as the best team in the league. And, you know, so Luka having deficiencies defensively, as I've been saying here for like a week, it ain't the end of the world. Getting in shape, I'm worried about. But he's not a great defender. All right, draft and develop some young defenders. You want a guy that can score. It's a luxury to have Jason Tatum that gives you both. But inevitably, what will happen to Jason Tatum in about 6 years, he'll stop playing defense. It's like the end of Kobe's career. Defense is hard. And you can't play 44 minutes both ends once you get out of your physical peak. So Tatum's got about 4 more years, great both sides. Then he got to move toward the offense more than the defense. And that's fine. That's the way it works. Michael's one of the few guys at the end he could still defend man on man. But whoever, if you're looking for a coach in football and basketball, I would lean offense. I, you know, there are exceptions, but you're seeing it in football clearly now. is the offensive guys, especially in pro football, have a huge advantage. Just rules and legislation of the sport. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, speaking of Luka, his playoff journey is over. The Mavs lost in Game 5 to the Warriors last night. He finished the game with 28 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists. But he wasn't pleased with his performance, saying he played terribly, and he specifically noted that his defense needs to improve.
Defense has got to be way better for me. Honestly, I think I made a huge step this year defensively, but there's so much room for improvement. And I got to be way better there. So I think that's one spot that can take us to the next level.
I'm with you. I don't need Luka to be a great defensive player.
I don't.
But when you think of great defensive players, not even great defensive players, because he's not going to be a great defensive player, so it's pointless. A great two-way player, somebody that you know can contribute on defense,
yeah.
Who isn't a liability.
Off-ball defender.
Defense.
Larry Bird was a very good team defender.
He can't be a liability.
That's right.
On defense.
He was a liability in the second half.
That's what can't happen.
Right.
So there's no point in discussing developing Luka into a great defensive player. He shouldn't be giving that much effort on the defensive side of the ball if he is that great of a scorer.
Yeah.
It is a luxury to have someone who can put up 40 points regularly. That is a thing.
I also
allow him to do that. But he just can't be a gaping hole on the defensive side of the ball.
I also think he's a pretty clever passer. Like Harden, he can distribute. Like,
yes.
Luka out of a double, he's not, you know, Kobe didn't do it much, but Kobe had a pretty good eye. He was a pretty clever passer when he wanted to be.
Well, Luka averaged 32 points, 9.2 rebounds, and 6 assists per game in the series against the Warriors, and shot 41.5% from the field and 34% from three. That's not the guy that I need to be a stopper on the defensive side of the ball. You know what Luka is. And at this point, we know what he is overall as a player. He's going to improve. He's going to be more tactical. He's going to learn more about the game. My concern with Luka is his body. And I don't know if that's going to change. We were talking about this in the makeup room earlier today, just how people are programmed and wired. We are wired to do a show every day. Everybody thinks they want to do a daily show. By daily, that means you come to work every day.
At 5:45.
Every day. At the same time, whether you feel like it, whether you like want to take a day off or go on vacation or like schedule a meeting instead or whatever. No, this show airs at the same time every single day. You have to be wired to do a daily show.
Yeah.
And not everybody is. And people think that they are. And then they realize like, oh, you guys work every day. Yes, every day.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday, you work. There are certain jobs where you have to be wired to do that. If you're wired to work out the way that LeBron and Tom Brady and Russell Wilson.
They don't have to be talked into it.
Nobody has to convince them. I have to convince myself every day to work out. I am not wired that way.
Yeah.
I played sports, and then once I stopped playing sports, that got out of me. I used to love going to the gym every day. Not anymore. Now I do, but it's a chore. It's something I have to do every day.
Sure.
So I make myself do it. If you're a professional athlete that wants to be in the gym, that wants to be in great shape, that comes in to training camp in shape, that is just Shannon Sharp. You don't have to worry about Shannon Sharp is going to come in to training camp in shape. Like, he was notorious for that.
He's still notorious.
Right. He's going to be in better shape than everyone else there. So I don't know if that changes in Luka. I just think that people are just wired that way.
Yeah, I agree
on that.
And
he's been in the league 4 years. Like, when is that clicking?
Was he a great defender in European basketball? Not really. That's not what he was.
But stop. Know thyself, like know what you're good at, and the Mavericks need to know what they have in him as well. Stop trying to push people into these other things. So the Cowboys got rid of Amari Cooper this offseason and traded him to the Browns. Now CeeDee Lamb is supposed to be the number one receiver, and Jerry Jones is confident that he can step up to that task. Jones told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram that Lamb will be an upgrade over Cooper as the true number one. He said Lamb has the potential to be a more complete receiver in production, both in the huddle and off the field, and he's excited to see what Lamb does in 2022. Amari Cooper had 68 catches, 865 yards, and 8 touchdowns in 15 games last season. CeeDee Lamb had 79 catches, 1,100 yards, and 6 touchdowns in 16 games. He led the Cowboys in receiving yards last season. Cooper was second. I do think that this is a great opportunity for CeeDee Lamb to step up into that number one role. I like that Jerry is very confident in him, but Jerry is obviously always going to speak life into the situation and speak life into his players. That's what Jerry does. I can't wait to see it because Amari Cooper was a reliable guy, and Dak's numbers with and without Amari Cooper are totally staggering.
And I see he's really he's a star.
He is. He's very talented, and this is his opportunity. So last week, George Kittle said he believes Travis Kelce is underpaid, and it boggles his mind that Kelce makes less than many top receivers in the league right now. Well, Travis was asked about that. He said he appreciated the comment from Kittle, but that money is not his main focus in the league. He said, that's my guy, and he always wants to see every tight end get paid as much as their production is. But at the same time, I signed my contract understanding what I had. I put a lot into this man. Money, in my mind, is almost secondary at this point in my career. I'm here for the legacy and here to try and make the Kansas City Chiefs the best team possible. So that is my main focus.
Well, I agree that he should be. We've got to, you know how the NBA has become a positionless league?
Yes.
We've got to be careful about making Travis Kelce is... he's not just a tight end. He is now, will be their number one weapon. Yes. And he's also, at least you can put a fast corner on a fast receiver. He's a nightmare because he's too fast for linebackers and too big for safeties. So what Kelce is not a tight end. He is he's the late Aaron Hernandez. He's a matchup nightmare. There's nobody that matches up. So, I mean, I always think about this. If I was his agent, what would I argue? I would just go, here's his production. Get over the tight end thing. Like,
right.
All I know is this. If Travis Kelce was on the market, what would he fetch? It would not be tight end money.
No, of course
it would
not. But you can, you know, there is an argument, I think. Obviously, wide receivers have extreme value, and we have seen the numbers skyrocket for them because everything leans towards the offensive side of the ball, and the middle of the field is wide open now. But to your point, no one's built like him.
Oh, come
on. No one is physically constructed like George Kittle.
First of all, look at him. People don't even want to look at these little guys.
Yeah, they're like linemen that are faster with great hands and can also serve as blockers and decoys. So the value of having a star tight end.
Look at it. Look at him run away from corners.
You can almost argue this is more valuable than a number one receiver production. I mean, you look at the relationship that Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady have had. Like, forget, we don't even talk about other receivers. It's Rob and Tom.
Yeah.
And he's not a receiver. We don't even talk about the receivers that Tom has played with.
Yeah,
really.
And Kelce's faster than Gronk.
He's second amongst tight ends. He makes $14.3 million per year. He would make rank 23rd among all wide receivers and tight ends.
That's just so ridiculous. It really is.
But he wants to win championships with the Chiefs, so.
I respect. And he makes some money on the side, too.
He does good money on the side. He does real well
on the side.
Yes.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
When you're a tight end and you're pulling away from safeties, and corners have no interest, you watch all these corners on those highlights, they don't want to tackle them high. They're all going for the legs. They got no interest going upstairs on him. Like, he is just...
What are you
going
to do, hug him?
It's just...
how are you going to tackle him upstairs?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps, in the Angie app or clicks on the site. You can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert, sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
It was so funny the other day, somebody was saying, Colin, you know, you talk about these California teams nonstop. And I'm like, yeah, because that's because they win. What do you want me to talk about? Warriors are going to win the title. Rams won the Super Bowl. 2 years ago, the Dodgers won the World Series. The Lakers won the NBA championship. And Lincoln Riley is going to win the Pac-12 this year. Oregon may push back. Utah maybe. What do you want me to talk about? Like when I used to work at ESPN, I was always amazed. When I first got to ESPN, I remember telling our program director, I said, you guys treat Pittsburgh like Los Angeles. Like nobody cares about Pittsburgh outside of Pittsburgh. Like the Steelers are big, but I'm like, but that the company was based out east. So when I got a job there, my takeaway was I'm going to be the representative of the West because nobody at this company talks about anything Denver West. And so I'm from here. I have history here. And now the teams out here are rolling. Denver's going to be great. Arizona's going to be really good. The Rams are really good. The Raiders, I think, are potentially, and I've kind of rolled my eyes at the Raiders for the last 15 years, but there's a lot of people that I respect that love the Raiders. Your teams have to win. New York's teams are garbage. The Knicks are a mess. The Nets are a mess. The Jets are a mess. The Yankees are good. The Giants are a mess. You got to win more. I mean, the bottom line is Philadelphia 76ers keep underachieving. Washington teams, from basketball to football, are kind of a mess. Win more. We'll talk about Miami, by the way. I spent a lot of time talking about Miami. The Dolphins are interesting. The Heat win a lot. So win. Listen, if California teams stunk, I would never talk about them.
Yeah, really the only teams that we talk about that don't do
Lakers
winning are, well, yeah, but they won 2 years ago. Like, they won the championship 2 years ago.
And they're the biggest brand easily in a sport we
but
talk about.
But they are always interesting. And the Cowboys,
who are the biggest brand in the biggest sport in America.
They're the biggest brand in the world.
Yes.
And the whole planet.
Yeah.
They are the biggest. So those outside of those outliers of the Lakers and the Cowboys, you got to win.
Listen, it's also something that's happening, which everybody else has to admit, is that as entertainment and sports have converged, It's really attractive. Silicon Valley is based in California. The connections this state can provide for athletes. Kevin Durant has multiple investments still in Silicon Valley. They have made Kevin Durant is going to end up one of the richest athletes if you count his investments. So the reality is, as entertainment, tech, and sports have converged, this is the best state for it. So yeah, that's part of it. And that's why, and we talk about this all the time, when it comes down to a bidding war, Atlanta or LA, Atlanta's great. The Braves are great. It's Los Angeles. You just get more endorsements and more opportunities. It's the reality of the world we now live in. Hour three on a Friday, coming up in Los Angeles. It's The Herd.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.